You can't give shit leftards an inch.
Can you define shit leftist?
All collectivists, all kinds of collectivists.
But why do you call them shit?
Because they are shit.
If you think differently from them,
they will kill you. This is the point. You can't give shit leftists an inch. If you give them an inch, they will use it to destroy you. You can't negotiate with leftards. You don't negotiate with trash because they will end you. If they, the left, have a guy that beats his wife off, if it's one of them, he puts on the green scarf, pro-abortion, and yells about neoliberalism all the time, and they hide it. If suddenly there's a journalist that molests another journalist, they hide it. When it's one of them, they hide it. They hide all of those aberrations. Now, if you are on the other side, they will ruin you. They'll kill you, they will throw you everything, they don't care if they ruin your whole life. Why? Only because you don't think like them. And do you know what's the good part in all of this? Because since to err is human, since everyone can be mistaken, they force us to be better, and since we are getting better than them, since we are crushing them in the cultural battle. We're not only superior economically, we are morally superior, we are aesthetically superior, we are better than them at everything, and that triggers them. And since they can't beat us with real arguments, they just use the repressive apparatus of the state with loads of taxpayer money to destroy us, and yet they're still losing. They had to remove the blacklist. They had to remove the blacklist. You understand? They're losing. Their desperate shit leftists are losing the cultural battle. For the first time ever, they are cornered. Those shit leftards.
He did it, gang. That is the new president of Argentina, Javier Milei. The Argentinian Trump has won the presidential election, and he did it in a massive landslide. And obviously, leftists are having a total and complete meltdown. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. Your patron professor here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So he did it. Javier Milei, who is often referred to as the Argentinian Trump. You can see the hair resemblance. But more than that, he's a bona fide nationalist populist political outsider that's taking on the Argentinian left-wing political establishment like no one else, and he did it. He pulled it off. He won the presidential election, and it was a massive landslide. He defeated their sitting economic minister, Sergio Massa, by double digits. His victory was exceeded only by Argentina's current inflation level, which stands at a staggering 140%. You heard that right? 140% inflation. There was simply no way that their leftist economic minister was going to win if the Argentinian people wanted to actually survive as a nation. And Milei gave them a very real alternative to the leftist policies that have economically run Argentina into the ground. Milei is a hardcore economic libertarian. He wants to do away with their central bank. He's a nationalist populist. He's pro-life. He's pushing back against woke cultural Marxism like no one else. In many respects, he is MAGA. Make Argentina great again. And like here, his message took the nation by storm. For one Argentinian boy, personally meeting his brand new president was the dream of a lifetime. That was absolutely beautiful. And just to give you a sense of how amazing this guy promises to be, it's already being reported that Argentina's Ministry of Women, Gender and Equality is going to be closed down 3 weeks from now. Now, obviously, leftists in Argentina are not taking this news very well. They're crying. They're sobbing. They're wailing, gnashing their teeth at the loss of leftist control over the nation. That's put, of course, more people in poverty in the last 3 decades than anything else. But the good news is that Javier Milei's victory is actually the latest in a whole host of right-wing patriot victories throughout Latin America. You're going to absolutely love this. But first, gang, with more and more economic libertarians winning at the ballot box, gold and silver are more valuable today than ever. There's simply never been a better time to get into gold and silver than right now as we speak. And that's why I partnered with the amazing company Goldco, because I know the patriots there are ready to help you and guide you at a time just like this. So go ahead and click on that link below right now and get your very own gold and silver kit absolutely free. That's right. This gold and silver kit shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or 401k. And get this, you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I told you they're patriots just like us, and they're here to help. You've seen the writing on the wall. Don't wait until it's too late, gang. Defend your financial freedom by clicking on that link below right now and getting your free gold and silver kit today. What happened over the weekend in Argentina is actually becoming par for the course for what's happening in Latin America as a whole. Back in October, the nation of Ecuador voted in a new solid conservative president, 35-year-old Daniel Noboa. He won the presidential election there, decisively beating a far-left lunatic who wanted to align Ecuador with Cuba and Venezuela. Before that, the nation of Chile voted overwhelmingly for the so-called hard-right or far-right that won a massive supermajority for the express purpose of changing their constitution into a far more nationalist, populist, and traditionalist document. If you don't know, it was a shock election that responded to an attempt by far leftists to impose a radically woke constitution on the Chilean people, what CNN actually called the single most progressive constitution on the planet. But Chilean patriots fought back and they ran a campaign that focused on ending two things, wokeness and crime. Wokeness and crime. And those two issues delivered massive results in a stunning electoral landslide win for conservative forces in Latin America. But nowhere are we seeing the success of the nationalist populist agenda more than in the nation of El Salvador under the amazing leadership of President Nayib Bukele. A few years back, Bukele, a very successful businessman, former mayor of San Salvador, ran for president as a populist outsider who campaigned on basically draining the swamp of Salvadorian politics and restoring law and order to what had become one of the most violent nations on the planet. At one point, El Salvador had the highest murder rate in the entire world, averaging one murder per hour. Drug cartels, gangs, they literally controlled everything. The government became little more than a passive spectator. But now with Bukele at the helm, all of that's come to an end. The homicide rate in El Salvador has plummeted. Get this, before Bukele came to power, El Salvador averaged 108 murders per 100,000 inhabitants, one of the highest in the world. The murder rate today is now just 8 murders per 100,000. The murder rate has dropped by over 90%. And as you saw, one of the reasons for the dramatic drop in murder rates is Bukele's creation of what's being called a super prison that houses upwards of 40,000 people, many of whom are in prison for the next 40 years for gang-related activity. They're gone permanently from the streets. His massive crackdown on violent crime has resulted in the arrest of over 64,000 violent criminals, and it's changing El Salvador like never before. And you could see it in Bukele's approval rating. He stands at a whopping 90% approval. He is hands down one of the single most popular national leaders in the world. Well, now, as of this weekend, Bukele has some competition. President-elect Javier Milei, the new face of MAGA. May he truly make Argentina great again. Are you ready to join the resistance because I'm leading a group of dedicated, courageous patriots who can lead a spearhead into the heart of the secular globalist establishment. We punish Bud Light and Target, driven CNN and the legacy media to near bankruptcy, forced BlackRock to backtrack on ESG, and now we're seeing our conservative-dominated Supreme Court ending affirmative action and protecting religious liberty. In my Insiders Club, I show you concrete steps to take locally and online that will only keep this mass uprising going until the battle is won. Don't wait. Click the link in my description below and join my Courageous Patriots Insiders Club today.